To begin today's show, I am joined by Jammin' Jim, organizer for Friday Fun Night. Friday Fun Night is an evening of art, dancing, games, juggling, which I'm very excited to learn more about, magic, taking place at the new Community Arts Center in Glenwood Springs, formerly the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts. The evening consists of a show, fun games, an art project, an organic snack, and a dance party. So, Jim, I want to talk to you, obviously, about all those things I just rattled off, but it's in the context of this Parents' Night Out deal.
Yes, so I do a lot of work in the area from Aspen to Rifle now, and we keep plugging away at these different ideas because everyone wants to be like Carbondale, how like First Friday is.
Absolutely. I mean, for good reason.
You can't compare that. So anyway, it's a lot of people, business owners and stuff. Everyone's really trying to rebound still from the bridge. So I came up with the idea of doing Glenwood Springs Parents Night Out. And as an entertainer, I've been doing juggling and magic in this area since 2001. And I've been doing programming with kids after school, teaching juggling and fun games like this. So once they open up the Community Arts Center, I got right on board and said, hey, I've got this idea. I'm going to try and do this instead of after school. Why don't we do this in the evening? What it came to evolve into is this, why don't we give a showcase of all different types of arts? So we have an art teacher that's going to be there. I do a quick show. I set up all these different stations for everyone to try a bunch of different games. We have our dance party, and I offer an organic snack.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So, okay, there's a lot to unpack there.
I can't believe your introduction.
Right, absolutely. You know, I like to let the readers know exactly what they're in for, so there's some sort of structure, and then we just sort of play, right? So first off, downtown Glenwood, right? Because I live in Carbondale, and a lot of my work takes me up valley. I love downtown Glenwood. I woefully don't spend nearly enough time there. You mentioned they're still kind of feeling the impacts of the bridge construction.
Most definitely. It's an interesting thing because so many people drive to Aspen to work. You know, it's the Beverly Hills of Colorado, and that's it supports all of our local economy, and that's just right. The way it is. So, you know, you got to think during the bridge construction, the last thing you're going to do is stop in Glenwood Springs when you've been sitting in traffic for 2 hours starting from Walmart to get downtown. So I think people are decompressing from this negative image. The other thing, too, is we tried so many times to try and get more locals to support the downtown area. It's definitely a tourist thriving community, and tourism is just going off the hook in that sense. You know, Glenwood Springs is a really, really popular destination.
Totally.
Hearing a lot of different downtown business owners, you know, they in the papers, they said business sales were only down 7%. And it's like, no, you go and talk to these business owners, they're down like 40-60%. They're really trying to hang in there. So if you're listening to this, come downtown, buy something. There's some amazing shops. So that's, I think, the most important thing for creating more of a sustainable town and stuff, because it keeps me employed for the things I do, getting hired as an entertainer. But this is our community. And, you know, you're thinking like even West Glenwood, the mall, there's only Ross stores. There's nothing that's there. All the ways to get things on Amazon and stuff. It's really harmful in those ways. And granted, we're all guilty in that sense, but just going and doing it once in a while, it really has a positive impact.
Yeah, I personally always feel, you know, I am kind of that millennial, quote unquote. I always feel so guilty every time I order something on Amazon. I'm like, no, I know I'm sacrificing my values on the altar of convenience, but that's sometimes the reality. It's nice to know that it's just that reminder we have these beautiful communities in our backyard. Was Parents Night Out your brainchild?
A lot of this stuff is.
Very
I try
cool.
to give it credit to other people so they can put more effort into it.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Yet it actually was, because at first I was just advertising the Friday Fun Night, and then some of my clients, I do an advertising business called Glenwood Coupon. I print a map of downtown every year as well. So I work the streets of Glenwood and just fielding lots of different things. You know, obviously entertainment is my top priority for bringing for more street performing and things to the Glenwood downtown area. And a cat who runs Mountain Parent Magazine, actually, I was doing
nice.
Some art with her, and I've known her forever. And she goes, why are you advertising the Friday Fun Night when you have this little logo of Parents Night Out? I'm like, you're totally right. So recently we retwisted it, and I've been presenting the idea to some of the business owners. I got some discounts at restaurants. We're giving like coupons out for that. So when the parents come, we're organizing like this golden ticket. So it's developing right now. For my next Friday Fun Night, it'll be a lot more play. As of right now, I have the Riviera who's on board. You get like a free dessert if you go and have an entree. And some other businesses are getting back to me. But this type of interaction is a great idea. Just get the pot stirred.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's just such a lovely way to play into. You're putting action. You're giving an avenue for people to go experience the towns that they call home. And I mean, I'm getting at that age where I have a lot of friends that have young children and I miss them dearly. And they're always like, well, you know, we can't afford a sitter, or it's really hard to find age appropriate evening like activities, mm-hmm. right? That's after school. So that's fantastic. Can you talk to me a little bit about your background? How do you go? I love everything that you're doing. The parents' night out, you know, we'll delve a little bit more into some of the after school programs that you do. But first, how do you even acquire the skill sets necessary to provide that kind of evening?
Whoa, that's a question there. It might take a while. actually, it's something I've been envisioning for a while. It's just all come together. You do these little things in life, and then sometimes you get depressed about that, and then you'll start going back and thinking about all the things you did, and you're able to put all those pieces of the puzzle together. I would have never, well, just say this. I started off teaching juggling after school in 2001. I started doing it at Basalt Middle School. I've done it at every single school in the Roaring Fork Valley, and Waldorf and Ross Montessori, Carbondale Community School. So once juggling really changed my life on many different levels, I'm like, I got to teach kids this. I'm going to teach them unicycling, ball juggling, club juggling, and the rest is history. As I started to evolve better as an entertainer, more things started happening with me starting to meet other people and stuff, obviously, and just going out and talking and figuring out, well, how can I help you? How can we network? Los Angeles, that's all people do is network. And a lot of people here do it as well, but just in a different context, if that we could say it that way.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's hard to say how that happened. These ideas just happened. Literally, I just started this in September. And as soon as I had an opportunity to get on board at the new Community Arts Center, I'm like, oh yeah, this building has so much history and just unbelievable energy. And let's talk about the building for a second.
So I was just going to ask you
the most important part of this experience of being on radio right now is to let everyone know that the Community Arts Center is open. There's classes and workshops. If you're interested, contact the Rec Center for Glenwood Springs. So what has happened is the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts has dissolved, and the Community Arts Center is now being established, and the city obviously has taken over the building space. They've redone some of the inside. There's new sound system. So I was doing a lot more history about the building, and it's amazing to think how Colorado was in this area in the 1800s. So Theodore von Rosenberg, he was an architect who designed that building in 1888, and it was a hydroelectric plant. So the building was kind of neglected for a long time, and I think in 67 they sold it. And then the other information I got from the historical society was they bought the building back, and then it evolved into art building to what it is today. So the place is just amazing. I've seen other shows there too in the past. They've had some great events, but now it just has kind of this refreshing energy to it. Also Theodore designed the hot springs, the beautiful the bathhouse, which the red stone. It's neat to think, but that's old, not old, like, but
old by American standards.
But to think in the 1880s, I mean, you had like Tesla and Edison, mm-hmm. and have electricity at those times and made it into the mines. But Aspen and Glenwood Springs, I think they just only knew about how to do it with hydroelectricity. That's just intriguing to me alone. And I pay my tribute in that sense. So tonight I'm going to kind of like have a moment of silence and be like, yep, this is cool. We're going to do something fun and maybe even educate the kids about that.
I was going to say, I can tell that you are not not only an entertainer, but also an educator. This is a very fun energy. You just are, for listeners that can't see you, he is lit up right now talking about this. And it's fascinating.
Really, so. I'm excited to be back in the studio.
Well, I'm certainly
It's funny because people know me as my entertainment career, and then I did 10 years of Monkey Business radio show here, so people know me as that. It's like two different things. I'm like, oh, that's just a hobby, and I'm on the sub list. I'll be back in the studio. Don't sweat it.
Absolutely, and here you are, back in the studio, not as a sub, but as my lovely interview.
Well, it's funny, too, of all the people I've interviewed, I've never been interviewed before, so thank you. This is fun.
I'm really honored. That's awesome. Yeah, you know, when you were talking about unicycling and things, I was thinking, because I'm very much compared to you, a Carbondale newcomer. I've only really been living in this part of the valley for the last 3 years or so. But one of the things that I have noticed on at least two separate occasions that stopped and made me smile walking to this station is kids unicycling. Like, there have been at least two separate occasions that I remember seeing like a cluster of kids, like four kids on a unicycle. And now I'm wondering if maybe you had something to do with that at some point. That's so cool.
It's really amazing when you can just get a spark started. And I mean, who are we kidding? Children are just ridiculously intelligent. I mean, you can give a 5-year-old your cell phone and they'll figure it out.
Their brains are so malleable. It's amazing.
Their ability to absorb this at such a quick pace. And you got to think, like studying magic, for instance, there's videos to watch now, as opposed to you had to read everything with books from the past magi and stuff, that those were hidden secrets. That's how you had to figure it out. For the kids too, I think it was so interesting. Like for me as well, I was a total jock in high school, captain of the basketball team and stuff like that. When juggling happened, it was kind of like how I was skateboarding, where you didn't have this structure where you could implement being creative and imagination and play with the toy, not like you're supposed to play with. And I leave open space for all of that exploration. It's super important. And I think that feeling young has a lot to do to try and keep up with the young kids. So it's very energetic. And the thing concerning this as well, I've been doing a lot of adult teaching. So it's not just for children. There's a lot of parents who come and hang out and really get interested in this.
Oh, that's so awesome.
So I learned this summer. I finished my 13th summer in a row for the Aspen Skiing Company. I do my show on Aspen Mountain on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And what an honor to have one venue doing that. I make juggling balls out of birdseed and balloons. I can make 100 of them in an hour. So I think this summer I gave away more than 750 juggling balls.
And fed a lot of birds.
Well, exactly. And biodegradable balloons. People ask that all the time. I'm like, well, if it fell out of the gondola, that's okay, because that's all natural. A deer might come along and open that up and everything will serve its purpose. But back to my point was, I started giving nice sewn juggling balls sets to the adults. And instead of them sitting on the bench watching me entertain all these 20, 30 kids, which I'm good at, but anyway, it's like their adult time and being on a cell phone or whatever, I got them up and juggling. And this energy that was exchanged was just unbelievable. And from doing my show, which was fun, that's all they talked about was doing the workshops. Like, oh my gosh, this and that. Like, it got all these younger memories going. It really made them, how do you say, youthen? They became more young, cheerful.
Yeah.
And the thing that I absorbed from my friend a long time ago is, he's selling Chinese yo-yos at the Labor Day Music Festival. This was back in 2003. And he said, his sign said, because it's not a video game. And this summer too, I encourage people to put down electronic devices and be present.
Well, and what a wonderful way specifically to be present with your kids if you're that parent, right? Now that you've got this mutual experience of learning a new skill set together. So that's pretty special.
It only took 13 years to figure this out.
Well, actually, that kind of brings me back around to one of the, you know, when I'm listening to you speak, I'm like, oh, I want to ask about this too. You know, it did. It took you 13 years to figure this out. So I imagine that some of that flexibility and openness for play and creativity that you kind of just kind of navigated as you were learning, you know, the magic and the juggling and the foundational skills that we talked about. But now that's kind of served you very well, it seems, in navigating what you want your career to look like. Because I think it's safe to say you don't work a typical 9-to-5.
You sounding like my wife. No, it's I do a lot of different things, but full-time entertainment in the summertime, and I just did some stuff at Carbondale Community School today, so I've been doing a lot of assemblies with kids and then going back and doing the juggling workshop, so it seems to be working out great. My problem was when I did my after-school program, I did it only at one school, and I took a lot of financial loss concerning that, but I didn't give up. And over the years, more and more people, that's what's just crazy now is I'm old.
Oh, that's a relative term.
I'm not old, but kids grow up, and it's like, yeah. People have, in the last year of my life, just how appreciative people are. Our community is amazing. There's nothing like this area. I mean, if I could afford to live in Carbondale, I would. I live in Stilt now, but my heart has been here for a long time, and it went by really fast, and there's still many years to go, but it's just been awesome support. CCAH here at KDNK. I mean, like, there's nothing like Mountain Fair. There's nothing like these First Friday we were saying. I mean, there's really some magical things happening in this area, and it's so diverse from Aspen to Glenwood and everything. That's what makes this valley so awesome. So it's funny, you go on these roller coaster rides in life, and God, at times where I was depressed, not wanting to do entertainment at times, and something will come along and get that spark ignited, and you have that fire and passion, and that's kind of what's been happening to me lately. And it was kind of like, why aren't you doing this?
Yeah,
you know, and that was just kind of the thought in my mind, and I'm like, okay, let's go for it.
Let's get back into it.
So yeah, I have my friend Liz Waters. She's an art teacher. She's all over the area. She's doing the art project. Renee is a good friend. She owns Once Upon a Child. So just locally, some really great advertising people and people that are passionate, obviously, about kids are coming together and doing this. We are trying to accept donations to enhance this experience. There's an extra side room where we would like to have musical instruments. So we are trying to reach out to other businesses. I know, too, is nonprofits can't directly give me money, but they can help contribute equipment or pay for the rental space. We are looking for more sponsors so far in our advertisements. We've got a lot of the businesses who are really helping and believe in this. And that's what they see is, oh, wow, this is so good for the kids. And then, you know, as a magician, you have to one-up everything. That's how I went from the Friday Fun Night idea directly to the Glenwood Springs Parents Night Out. So that is like, well, how can we get this energy flowing and everyone win?
Yes.
And it sounds like it's a good game plan. So this is like the last week this has transitioned. I started this in September, and it's been hard competing with kids' sports and stuff since it's on Friday, mm-hmm. and people leaving and doing things. We've got a lot of calls this week, so tonight should be fun. So if there's any parents, that's what's funny too. Some of the parents came and were hanging out, and then I'm like, you guys can leave. And then they left and they're like, oh my God, I have an hour away from the kids.
Right.
Seriously, they come back and they're like, we'll be back next week. Here's a coupon for this restaurant.
No, that's fantastic. Because yeah, it's we were talking about, you mentioned if you could afford to live in Carbondale, it's tough out here. So, you know,
Colorado,
valley, it's insane. Trust me, I could spend another hour talking about that. And yeah, it's like, okay, now you've got a kid that you're trying to raise and you want to enjoy all the magic that is available to you in this valley that makes these communities so amazing. I mean, you were just, I was the choir that you were preaching to on that, right? And I'm pretty sure most of our listeners agree. But it's hard to be able to, it's a zero-sum game if you want to spend a night out. Oh, well, we got to pay a sitter. We got to do this or that. Like the fact that there's an opportunity that is outside the box that's going to be fun for everybody involved and also frees up mom and dad's schedule, that is that win-win.
Our program is extremely affordable. So some of the sponsors like Alpine Bank have really helped contribute it to the advertising and stuff. And they're passionate about, you know, the other sponsors too are just passionate about everyone's community. So, you know, today I was at the school and a lot of kids live in Glenwood, a lot of kids live in Carbondale. It's all over. And same thing, like being in Silt, Newcastle and Rifle, some kids live in Rifle and they go to school in Newcastle. So there's intermingling, as I should say, with the communities. And it's funny because it's like a different world. Silt's super close to Glenwood. It's about the same distance drive as from being in Carbondale here to there. So it's encouraging for people to just go and check things out in all those areas. But yeah, this program is super affordable. I don't know anything like this going on. I mean, I do a lot of research. And the funniest thing is I got FridayFunNight.com.
What?
As I was looking at all these designs, and I do graphic design too, and I'm like, well, I'm going to have to need a website for this.
Sure.
And then I was plugging away, and people do my service, and oh my God, no one has Friday Fun Night. So
that's amazing. I mean, that feels like one of those obvious, you know, one of those obvious domains that people used to buy during the dot-com bubble just to sit and park on, hoping that they'd be able to turn around and sell it because it's such a no-brainer.
Exactly.
So, no, that's great. Well, congratulations. And yes, www.FridayFunNight.com for any parents listening out there. They're like, wait a minute, what? I want to know more about this. And it's magic. It's juggling. Tell me about this dance party.
So as a substitute teacher, it's been interesting of different techniques to work with kids and allow them to get energy out. I'm one of those kids. I can't sit still. I'm tapping my foot. You know, music is a big factor. But anyway, it's difficult to force feed education into a seat of a kid sitting in a seat or a desk that they should be at that energy level the whole time. That doesn't work very well. I know Goldie Hawn did this with like some meditative practices by having like a chime. And then a lot of the teachers after recess and stuff would calm the kids down. And then after a break, they would get up and do these dance parties. It's super huge. I mean, I didn't invent any of this. I was told from someone else, you have the dance party there? I'm like, oh yeah. So there's videos that they plug in that are on YouTube, and there's some great music I was able to download, and it's so much fun. And got some cool dance lights, and the place just looks great. I'm very happy right now with you using this building space, and it's just awesome. And the thing is these kids, they don't hold back from anything. Us adults do. Mm-hmm. And that's a big transition, I think, of don't do this, you know. It's like, no, I'm gonna be rebellious, I'm gonna go and do this. Our experience, the experience I've noticed is, you know, creating that medium, let them try things and go into that. And then the dancing is just like silliness.
Just without abandon. That's
and
amazing.
We have the juggling toys out and stuff like that. And that's what we've done. And I'll be honest too, we've added doing like a talent show.
Cool.
So that seems to be extremely effective of teaching them some stuff and then allowing them to do anything. We had them telling jokes, doing breakdancing moves, anything they could think of. So we kind of have that center stage for them to feel like what it is to be a performer.
Yeah.
And there's a five-year-old that did this, and it's just hilarious to sit back and watch that. And it's neat too, because we do the dance party and that little talent show at the end, and we encourage the parents to come back to see that. So it's been wonderful. The parents have been extremely receptive of this.
Well, I'm sure.
And everyone's saying positive things, and we're just trying to get more people to come out. So that's
nice.
About it.
Yay. I really like this idea that you mentioned of, you know, how kids are just willing to be vulnerable and how you can actually feel empowerment through that vulnerability and, you know, getting up on a talent show. The things that I would do when I was in fifth, sixth grade, or even in high school versus what I would do now, it's a much smaller list, right? So I love that you're creating that platform for them. If you don't mind, I'd like to kind of circle back. The show is called Express Yourself. I really loved that you were willing to kind of tap into your own vulnerabilities of you're this amazing, charismatic, you know, super high energy performer and really youthful energy, which works great with what you're doing. But you're not that all the time. You're a three-dimensional human being. When you do kind of feel, you know, the way you put it was like just depressed or slumped or like what, and then coming back into, wait, why am I not doing this thing that I love? You know, when you kind of find yourself in that cycle of just being a human being and not at a high, is there a trick for listeners to kind of snap out of it, or is it just more of a cyclical thing?
It's the funniest thing you say, because at home, I hang out with my dog and my two cats and my wife, Sarah. It's just chill time. And you're totally right. It's like this polarity thing that you're in the public eye or doing these things. And then at home, it's like, I don't want to be around anybody sometimes. And very selective of where I'm going to go and do things. You know, I went to Tab Benoit finally, you know, living in still for 2 years, and I finally went to the youth theater. I'm pretty embarrassed about that. It's pretty sad.
Better late than never, though, right?
Correct. But, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, there's different things. I actually started fishing a lot this summer, and there's just such beautiful outdoors. I will simplify things. We are blessed with our outdoors. So I spent a lot of time at Rude Eye, up at Harvey Gap. The Rifle Falls are amazing. And I finally made up to the Flat Tops. You know, it takes at least 3 or 4 lifetimes to see Colorado. And I kid you not about that. In 17 years I've lived in Colorado, there's still tons of stuff to see. Mm-hmm. It's insane. So finding being more around nature and stuff has been just awesome. And really, like you were mentioning, I think the key to life of what you're trying to ask me here is make your schedule to do this stuff. I work way too hard in times where I'm sitting in front of the computer 7-8 hours a day to cram in these projects. I don't have to do that.
Right.
You know, wait, okay, and I set timers now. It's like, okay, drink a pint of water. Go take the dog out at 7:30. But yeah, you have to create that structure. And I'm no saint at that because, you know, I got a lot of different things I'm juggling, as you can tell. That's just the way I enjoy that. It keeps things fresh, you know?
Pun intended, I hope. Lots of things you're juggling.
Did it.
And yes, I agree with you, with your wisdom on the power of restoration in nature and scheduled time for play and reflection and healthy boundaries so that we're able to continue offering our energies where they're most appreciated and effective. So it sounds like you're wonderful at managing all of that. I, for one, am impressed anyway. Is there, before I move on with the rest of the show, is there anything I didn't ask you that listeners need to know?
No, this is exciting. Like I said, I've never been interviewed like this before. Thanks.
Well, you are really good at it.
It instilled a lot of confidence and also at the same time, just a lot of memories. And I just take this moment to thank everybody in this area who's been so supportive of me and the things that I've done. And it grows. Smiling to people it grows, you know, and just these little positive things you can do affects the masses like you wouldn't even know. And I think at this age now of understanding that, my appreciation goes out so much to our elders in this community, you know. That's like forefathers of Katie and Kay, you know, Wick and everyone, Amy. I can go a list on everybody here, but it's been a wonderful journey so far, and I just can't say enough stuff of just like thank everyone, you know. So you're listening out there, you know what I mean. But no, this is a great experience. I've always been listening to the show here, and I'm honored, and I promise to be back with some Monkey Business Radio.
Yes please. Well, I for one am honored to have had you onto the show. Thank you so much for taking the time and sharing yourself with our listeners.
Yep, Friday Fun Night tonight at the Community Arts Center from 6 to 8 p.m. Go downtown in Glenwood. Stop by. We have some great deals for restaurants and shopping. 6 to 8, drop the kids off. Go enjoy yourselves.
Woohoo! Go enjoy downtown Glenwood. Thank you, Jim. That was fantastic.